Good evening. It's Friday, the 6th of September, in the year of our Lord, 2024. Now, you wasn't expecting to hear that voice and that introduction tonight, because our Lou's not too clever. She's been up in London, she's had a long drive, stuck in the storm for hours on end, and she's come down with a bit of a bug. So she's asked me to take over and step in for her. So here I am, and I'm joined by our Welsh wonder, Kat.
Good evening, Jace. How are you, love? This is very strange to have you open the show, but what a fantastic job you just did. How are
Well,
you, lovely?
thank you very much. Yeah, I'm all right. It's Groundhog Day. Same as it is every day. We get up, we do the same thing like most people. We tread the mill, we go on the rat race, and then we start all again.
Groundhog Day then.
Yep, absolutely. So it's been an interesting week. We've seen the English Channel, a boat of migrants. Have a bit of a disaster. People died in the sea this week. Now, what is interesting to see about this, when you look at the footage or the pictures they're putting out, is women and children. I noticed this straight away. You've probably seen it as well, Kat.
Actually, I haven't, so go on.
Right. You go and have a look at all the other boats that are crossing. There's no women and children on this one. So this is a staged plot. This is a ploy,
Yeah.
this, to grab people's attention. Now, there is a bit of a rumour that they're going to try allow migrants to apply to come into England before they actually get to England while they're still in the EU. Now, there's two ways you can look at this. You can look at it and go, well, at least they're not coming in and they're having to apply while they're over there. Or it's an easier, safer, faster route for them to come in. So it's going to be interesting to see, on the back of what we're seeing on TV, what's going to be happening with regards to the migrant situation. Now, I looked at some statistics earlier on the government's website, so you can go away and have a look at this yourself. But I'm just going to give you a little bit of an heads up on how many migrants are coming into the country. Now, you've got to bear in mind that this has been going on before COVID. So we're nearly up to half a decade. So just bear in mind that. So on the 30th of August 2024, these are coming in boats of 12 to 18. There was 408 migrants that came into this country legally. Apparently none on the 31st, none on the 1st. On the 2nd, 351. 3rd, 317. 4th, 257. So there, you've got 2,000 migrants within 4 days, just short of. Don't get me wrong, you've got about 1,500 migrants coming into the country, a bit more than 1,500 within 4 days. So you think about that, let's work it out. We have 365 days of a year.
Are
Share
they
that by,
coming in every day, Jace? Do you know?
yes, absolutely. Share that by four, times that by an average of 359. That's 32,000 migrants a year. Now, that's the official figures, Kat. And we always know when they give us the official figures to take that with a pinch of salt. And realistically, it's about 10%.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're going to underestimate those figures, as we know. They're
Absolutely.
underreport them, sorry.
Well, they're going to overestimate them.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds. Now, you've obviously got the Tories on doing the showmanship on the TV. Well, the Rwanda bill would have, sufficed, and you scrapped the biggest deterrent we had. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. In World War II, we stopped an army of men with ships, with tanks, with guns, with aeroplanes crossing that channel. So what the hell is going on?
Been allowed, isn't it? That's what's going on.
Absolutely. So then you've got to ask yourself, why is it being allowed?
Yeah, and that's the scary question with a
Because
scary answer.
these are young men, again, a fighting age. Between the ages of 18 to 35, that's military ages. You're not allowed in the military after the age of 35. And what is happening as well is our soldiers have been sent abroad.
Yeah.
Now, I honestly think They're not going to where they're saying they're going. I think our soldiers are going to the Ukraine, and that's my personal opinion on gut instinct. But I could be miles away. But our soldiers have been sent elsewhere. A big, you know, we don't have many soldiers. We've got about 120,000 soldiers, which is not a lot. There's more people that live in my borough than we have soldiers to protect the whole of the country. You
Yeah,
know?
it's not a lot, really, is it, when you think about how
Yeah,
many
it's
people?
not. And when you put the police force together and all the other services, you know, you're not even going to equate half a million people. And,
No.
you know, so you think about, let's just say that really 300,000 a year have come in, not 30,000. Because realistically, they always give us a 10% ratio. You're looking, there's a good 1.5 million immigrants to 2 million immigrants that have come across them shores over the last half a decade. That's what's worrying and that's what's scary. And again, not only are these people unvetted and unchecked and untested, I guarantee that none of them will be vaccinated. So is it a numbers game as well? Well, of course, you know, every option that they think of, that these guys will have covered. So yes, there'll be a bit of outer breeding to breed us out to make us a minority by flooding the gates with obviously other minorities. There's also the chaos side of it, which is what we're seeing unfolding with the stabbings, etc. I'll say no more on that. And then you've also got the military aspect of it as well.
Well, not only that, Jace, you've also got the fact that these men have been and are being still put up in a significant amount of hotels across the country, not just hotels, but in other places. They're having free housing, free, food, free vouchers for whatever they pretty much get everything paid for. And you've got to ask yourself why. We've got, I don't even know how many homeless people, including veterans, who get absolutely nothing. And yet our government are providing everything that these guys need. I mean, that's a big, massive, sort of question. Why on earth is
It's a
that
red flag.
happening?
It's a massive
Of
red flag.
course. Of course it
Absolutely.
is.
You know, so there's a reason that these people are here. And I've seen over the years, I've seen footage of young African men being interviewed that have European Union cards. I watched a video of one fellow, must have been 20, early 20s, mid 20s, and he was kicking off saying, "They've not put my money on. I need to get to France. They've not put my money on." And this young lad sort of like, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, they put money on this card so we can get across. Who? The EU. Now, here's what's interesting. Ursula von der Leyen, the head of the United Nations, she created what is called the Migration Pact. Now, if you actually watch what's going on in the EU, sorry, the EU, not the United Nations, if you actually watch what's going on in the EU, they are the hierarchy above that sort of say, well, you know, we're the bosses, we tell all you guys what to do within respect of that's what it is, have created this migration pact. And it's those guys that are financing it all. So when you get to the, you know, when these things happen, you know, people come up with all these elaborate ideas, and the most simplest thing is usually the right thing. Yeah. So if they're financing it, why are they financing it? It's a takeover. It's as simple as that. Yeah.
No,
From
I
all
agree.
aspects. And that, the most simplest answer is usually the right answer.
No, I totally agree with you, Jace. I do, and I think it's pretty obvious at this stage as well, isn't it? And just off the back of that as well, it wasn't going to mention this, but I think it's probably, it probably ties in a little bit and is relevant to it. So there was an article the other day which showed that children as young as 4 year age 4 were being sent home from school. So they did it for, I think it was 2023, for being, and I'm going to put in air quotes so you can't see me, but I'm air quoting you, for being racist in school, right? And I was thinking, where on earth is this going? Where on earth is this going? So you've got critical race theory within schools now, right? Where not only are they teaching them incorrect history, but they kind of put in a big massive guilt on just white British children, basically making them feel guilty for simply being the
Color
ethnicity
that they are, yeah.
that they are. and saying that they're being racist and whatever. You know, I know there's a bit going on here where they're pulling in right wing again, in air quotes, parents and things like that. So obviously, but it shuts it all down as well. See, so if they're doing that on the one side, people are too scared to speak up on genuine things that they're concerned about because of fear of being called racist and a fear of, you know, being done for a hate crime and whatever. Because we had a guy here, and you must have heard about him, Jamie. I can't remember his surname, but he's actually in prison at the moment on remand, waiting for his court case in February. And he had been, he's there, he's a veteran, he's a young lad, you know, he's got two children, two young children, he's got a family. And he had put two Facebook posts up talking, you know, with genuine concerns about
I
illegal
think I remember,
immigration.
yeah. I think I remember.
And he's in prison now on remand, mind. Simply for stating, you know, we've got an issue here, we need to sort it out. And he's absolutely right, you know, but this is what I mean. They're cutting down so hard on it that these floods of people coming in that we don't know, you know, we like you say, they, you know, they're unvetted and we don't know who any of these people are. But if we dare say anything, we're going to be labeled as racist, hate crimes, and start throwing us in jail. This is, you know, about is this is about as serious as it gets, I think, Jace. You know, we're at that really sort of pinnacle moment now, you know, and on what on earth do we do about it?
You
You
know,
know,
when the Roman Empire fell, everything went into chaos and carnage. And
we're there, aren't we?
we're near enough thereabouts the same.
Yeah, and
You
it's
know,
probably going
so
to get, and it will get worse before it gets. This is the thing. I know it doesn't seem like it could possibly get any worse right now, but
it's
it
gonna get
is, I
worse.
know.
Oh, listen, you know, and I know, I've been telling people, have been saying, and I said this year we're gonna get a bit of a calm summer. Yeah, because we're going to get an election change, so we're not going to get much shit on the on the national scale and the international scale. The international scale's just got its own storyline as it is anyway.
Yeah.
I said we're going to get a calm year this year, and then once he gets in, he's going to pick up. And it's always the same. But when you actually look at Revelation and look at the timing, especially when you look at the Jesuits, are always 2 years in a different time frame to us. This kicked off back in 2019.
Yeah,
Yeah, because
before COVID.
remember when Obama, when the Pope went over to see Obama in America in 2017? Well, that is when our friend Leo was in the sky and Jupiter was knocking about at the moon, and she had not Virgo, sorry, and she had Leo above her head, and that was the revelation for those 9 months and that gestation period when Jupiter comes out and then makes its way off. For 9 months, it just bounces around in her stomach. It's weird in the constellation Virgo. Jupiter just bounces around there for 9 months and it goes. So that signified the beginning of Revelation.
Well,
So
it's
when you look at,
certainly, yeah, when you read Revelation, it's definitely is bang on. I
so
mean,
you
it
know,
really is bang on about what's going on right
it's
now.
all unfolding. Yeah, now whether it's scripted and they're just playing the part of the Revelation book, or whether it is unfolding as it should be. And
Yeah.
that's the way it is. I'm not too sure on that. I ain't got a grip of that because I do know that these people wrote that book, you know, and
I
that
think it's biblical, to be honest with you. After studying the Bible as much as I do these days, it's definitely, there's no ifs, buts, or maybes in my mind.
yeah. Well, I'm just concerned with that though, Kat. Regardless that I get, you know, and I've read. Listen, I've not read the Bible. I've read lots of parts of it, but I've never sat down and read it fully. But I just worry that at some point somebody's got their hands in it and gone, let's just completely rewrite it and manipulate it so away from some form of other truth. That's what I worry about.
I used to think that until I read it. That's the thing. I never used to read it. I used to read little bits of it, but now I've read it in context. It's a whole different story. And don't get me wrong, the Bible has been changed. There has been bits taken out. You've got to be careful which Bible. Do you know what I mean? Anything after the King James Version. I've watched a really lot of stuff on this. On you know, it's quite well documented as well on how things were taken about and stuff like that. But in the context of things, it couldn't be more bang on. I gotta be
Yeah,
honest, like,
no,
you know.
that I can agree on. That I can agree with,
And it
absolutely.
is, we're at end times. There's no doubt we're in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, just moving on into mine now to talk while we're on this subject, right? And how bad things are, right? This story, it's not a story, it's not like a thingy, but what's going on now in terms of, you know, we've spoken about it many times on this show anyway, about transgenderism, about what are they teaching to the children in school, you know, what these kids are being exposed to, real dangerous ideology, you know, satanic ideology, as far as I'm concerned, right? You know, and little children, they're encouraging them in, you know, to change gender and that they can do this and that, and it's absolutely fine. Well, this video is two people sent them over, so I uploaded them to both of these videos so people could actually see them and, you know, not just think that it's nonsense and whatever. And you can buy these, they're about $45, right? So this is in America at the minute. And I'm sure you can purchase them from America over here. Of course, you can, but they're $45 and they're called, I can't remember the first part of it, but peckers, right? And they're like these rubber, honestly, they're for little girls who think, have decided because they've been confused by their environment that they want to be little boys. So you
Would
can
this
buy these.
be the parents confusing them by any chance,
And the
being
well,
there in
yeah, you've got a bit of, but you know, it's
so
society.
these are confused parents then?
Yeah, it's got to be. Well, it's child abuse as far as I'm concerned. So
Absolutely.
because that child is not going to be able to purchase that, so who's going to purchase it for them? It's got to be the parent, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So the parent is buying these. It's like a rubber silicone type of thing, and it's basically a fake penis. It's like 2 inches, this one, because it's for young kids, for them to put in their knickers. To give them a bulge to make them feel more like little boys. And this is actually a thing. You can go and look at this yourself. You can see out that they're on sale. And I dread to think about how, you know, for them to even do that, there's a market out there for it. And that absolutely scares me to death because, like you just said, those young children, they're not buying them themselves. Their parents will have to buy them, meaning their parents are encouraging this gender ideology, mental illness, which is what it is. You know, these kids wouldn't have thought anything about it unless it was put in front of their faces. And, you know, even myself, I was walking to town, I was in town the other day, and I noticed just wandering around my own town, they were about, it's not a very big town, they were about four or five trans male to female, like, you know, I could tell that they were boys, you know what I mean, but dressed in women's clothes. And then
Yeah.
just as I was walking past Superdrug, two young girls came out, walked in front of me, and they couldn't have been any older than Grace. They were probably younger than Grace. They were probably about 12 or 13, I would say. And one of them had cat ears on and a tail pinned to the back side of her trousers, you know. And I was thinking, this is just beyond bizarre. It's becoming normalized. The adults everywhere are desensitized to it because that is what they call furries, and furries is actually a weird, messed up, in my opinion, adult fet, you know, kink. It's like a weird, messed up kink, right? That's what it is, some sexual thingy for adults. So if these children are typing in furries online and whatever this crap, they're going to come across some very, 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 very disturbing content, right? This is
And
all about sexualizing
that will have been done
kids.
on purpose. That will have
Oh
been.
yeah, oh,
It'll have been branded like that on
100%.
purpose.
You know what I mean? It's all intentional. The same as little kids can get all the porn at the click of a button because they've got those devices. Doesn't matter how many blocks you put on. In fact, there was a video the other day, a friend of mine, she actually lives in Cwmbran. She had sent me a message and said, who do I complain to about this? And unfortunately, there's nobody you can complain to. What it was like, what was the name of the app? So her 9-year-old daughter was playing, and she played this game, I don't know how many times before, and it never happened, right? Fashion battle it was, and basically, I think the idea of this game, it is a child's game, is that like it'll give you an era like the 1920s or the 1930s or whatever, and then you dress that person then how you believe that they would, you know, they would have dressed back in the 1920s or 30s and whatever. So she was sat next to her daughter when this happened, and she took a screenshot and sent it to me.
What's the app called?
Fashion battle,
Fashion Battle.
yeah, that's what it's called, right? And it is a child's game. And she was sat next to her, so she saw it. So her 9-year-old was playing this game for the millionth time. She played it so many times before, and she won. And up in the left-hand corner, as she won, was basically a porn scene, right? And an explicit porn scene. So she grabbed the thingy off her daughter. Her daughter was obviously shocked. She took a screenshot and sent it to me. She was like, "Who do I complain to?" I was like, "She's no one you can complain to. There's nobody you can complain to." And the irony of that is, I tried to upload that then to Facebook, right? And it took it down immediately for sexual con explicit sexual content.
But
I didn't think
it's on someone's app.
it did let me do it again because I didn't think a friend of mine then she sort of like, you know, scribbled over the picture a little bit. So I did it again then. I scribbled over the picture and I was able to upload it. But this is what I'm trying to tell people. It doesn't matter if you've got blocks on your phone. It doesn't matter because it's exactly how you just said, Jace. It's intentional. They want them to see it. So it's going to be on little Peppa Pig videos. It's going to be on your kids' YouTube. It's going to be on all the things you wouldn't expect it to be. It is going to pop up. Same with all this trans stuff and seeing that,
Absolutely,
you
yeah.
know, it is coming. And this is why, you know, because we've got a lot of adults wandering around wondering what the hell happened because they don't realize that this is going on. They have no idea. They're completely oblivious to it. So not only is it in society, they've got it in, you know, in the school system as well, as we know.
It's
You know,
because
they're
they've
encouraging it there.
distracted a full generation. They've
Oh,
distracted them
massively,
with bread and
massively.
circus.
The thing is, I think they think as well, you
And now
know,
they're attacking their
they,
children because
yeah,
they've got them either short on curlies and
they
distracted.
believe that, you know, same people my age and your age or whatever, the people who are not aware of what's going on. I think they believe that it's still the same, you know, when they went to school. That's the same stuff as when we went to school. It's
It's
not.
far
It's
from it.
nothing like it.
Far from it.
It's really not. Do you know what I mean? Is we couldn't be further from it. We really couldn't. And following on from that, while we're on this subject of gender ideology and dysphoria and whatever, I don't know if anyone's aware, well, some listeners will be aware of the story of Enoch Burke, who was an Irish Christian teacher. He was jailed, I think it was last January 2023, for basically not endorsing transgenderism in the classroom. He didn't call, I think the girl wanted, the boy wanted to be called a girl, and he refused to do it. So
Yeah, I
this has
remember,
gone on and on, and I'm
yeah.
just going to read this because he's actually been rearrested. So he spent 400 days in jail, by the way, came out, and he's been
Wow.
arrested. So I'm just going to read some of this article to you. So this is in the Mail Online. Sorry, guys, there's a lot of pop-ups coming up on here.
So,
Right,
just while
Irish
Kat does that,
teacher Enoch Burke. Go on.
this fella got jailed.
Do
Just
you want me to
trying to
read
put
it
this
to?
into perspective, he didn't call a boy a girl because the boy wanted to be called a
Yeah.
girl, and he's gone to jail, and he's been in jail for 400 days so far.
Yeah.
This
Yeah.
is the kind of world we're living in
And
now.
they let him out and he went back to school. Yeah. So bearing in mind, Jace, right, the other week they allowed a child rapist to walk free because of overcrowding in the prisons, and yet they've got Christian
They've got
teachers
a teacher in there
refusing.
refusing to talk insane.
Using to basically carry on this thing. This is just a just mentality and craziness that's going on right now. So the Irish teacher Enoch Burke has been jailed for a third time. So this is his third time actually, after he was arrested outside the school that sacked him for refusing to call a boy a girl. The evangelical Christian was yesterday placed inside a Garda vehicle outside Wilson's Hospital School in Island Cove, Westmeath, and driven to the Four Courts in Dublin, reported the Irish Independent. He was back behind bars at Mac. This is the prison, Mountjoy Prison, which is apparently this is a very quite a rough prison in Ireland. He was back behind bars at Mountjoy Prison last night, having already spent more than 400 days incarcerated there for repeatedly defying a High Court injunction banning him from school grounds. Justice Michael Quinn jailed him for contempt of court after the history and German teacher refused to give a yes or no answer when asked if he intended to return to the Westmeath school again. As the order was passed, Mr. Burke told Justice Quinn, "You will answer to God for imprisoning me for my religious beliefs," and so he will. So just to give people a bit of a background here, what it is that this guy is so against what he's, you know, he's sticking to his beliefs so much that he could just go. He could just leave it and go and not bother returning to the school or whatever. But out of principle and out of morals and out of complete right, he keeps going back to the school and refusing to leave. He wants to be a teacher. He's a teacher. He's entitled to teach there. So that's why they're saying they keep putting him in prison because he refuses to basically, he's got an injunction. He's not allowed to go back to the school and he keeps breaking it. But what this man's doing, and he's got balls, right? He is, but to be in like a really rough prison for 400 days and still come out and do it again, right? He is standing and making a massive point. And if he doesn't do that, we're screwed, right? It's people like him who are keeping this place. If, you know, he's
Fair
doing it
play,
for a
yeah.
reason. He's not stupid. He's doing it to bring attention to this as well. You know, he's putting himself in the firing line so that he can bring exposure to this matter and show the people what on earth is going on so that they do something about it as well, you know,
Good
because
man.
that's what we need. He's a very, very good man, and I've got a massive amount of respect for him.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely.
going back to the article,
Just to
Mr.
sort
Burke would only been released from prison in June. Go on.
of, so I'll just sort of, just before I forget, the
Go
article
on,
that you
Jace, what was you
mentioned,
going to say?
the article that you mentioned earlier on with the rubber thing, there's an actual video on TikTok. So if you go to Liberty Tactics TikTok, the
Yeah.
video's on there.
Did he what? Sorry.
There's a video of what he was on about with the thing that they can buy for the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't want to say too much because somebody's over the other side of the room earwigging. But there's a video on
Okay.
TikTok,
Okay.
so you can go watch the actual footage of what they are, the advert that they're advertising on the TV, etc., etc. It's on our TikTok.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks, Jace. And it'll be on in the show notes as well, I think, because I sent it over to Lou. So you'll be able to actually look at what we're, you know, we don't have to describe it. You can go and have a look
See
yourselves.
for
It's just
yourself, absolutely,
insane.
yeah.
So Mr. Burke, who had only been released from prison in June, was sacked from the school for gross misconduct in January 2023 after he refused to use a transitioning pupil's new name and chosen pronoun they, saying it was against his religious beliefs. Despite his dismissal, a court heard in February, he was still being paid his salary pending his appeal against the school's decision to sack him. At that time, he had been paid around 72,000 euros while still on administrative leave. Justice Quinn said there was an urgent requirement for him to deal with the difficulties Wilson's Hospital School has been experiencing due to Mr. Burke's continued presence there. He's causing an eruption, but he's good. He's right to do it. He said Mr. Burke was disrupting day-to-day activities and duties performed by teachers and staff in the school. Good. During the hearing, he and his family protested that the many judges who have dealt with the case had failed to deal with the report made by the then school principal, Niamh McShane. Mr. Burke said Ms. McShane had claimed he was guilty of gross misconduct due to his refusal to call a transitioning student by a new name and the pronoun they. He said the legality of that demand was never considered by the court. However, last year, Judge Owens found the school was right to suspend Mr. Burke over fears of harmful and disruptive conduct. He cited Mr. Burke's challenge to the principal during a staff meeting, a chapel service, and at a dinner. Mr. Burke yesterday insisted this court is simply denying me my religious beliefs and my right to my religious beliefs. I am a Christian. I have Christian beliefs. My belief is male and female. God made them male and female. Yes, he did. He quoted passages from the Bible, including Genesis and the Gospel of Matthew, and claimed teachers in Ireland were being commanded to force transgenderism on students. And this is the bottom line. I don't need to go on. We'll add the link here. This is the bottom line. The teachers are enabling there, and whether or not it's because they, you know, just doing their job by saying air quotes or whatever, whether they agree with it or not, this is irrelevant. We've got teachers, right, who are in these classrooms who think that, in fact, a couple of years ago, I think it was 2020 or 2021, a school down here in the Rhondda in South Wales, they had transitioned, socially transitioned, I think it was a 7-year-old child, right, giving them. No, it was an 11-year-old child giving them a new they well using the name that the child wanted them to use. I think it was a boy to a girl, right? And allowing them to wear a skirt to give it so they'd had a different, you know. And the parents knew absolutely nothing about it, and then they kicked off when they did find
I
out about it.
remember,
So basically, what they're
yeah.
doing, yeah, you remember
I
that?
do, I
So they're
do.
doing
I
it
remember it.
behind, you know,
Behind
parents haven't
closed
got a
doors, yeah.
clue what's going on in these
Grooming.
classrooms, and if we haven't got like. Not Burke standing up and doing something about it. What on earth is in those classrooms?
You see,
Do you know what I mean? People who are in it.
this is where, sorry, Kat. The church needs to start to
No,
stand
go
with the
on.
state. The state is standing with the devil at the moment, and the church has stepped aside. We used to have a very strong
Yeah,
state in
thank you.
this country, run by the church, or standing side by side with the church, and a very Christian moral background. Now, I'm not religious myself. I don't follow any faith. I just believe in being good to the world. I believe there's a creator, absolutely, but I don't follow any form of ideology, let's say. I just believe that if everybody's right with everybody, we all get along, don't we? It's as simple as that. However, since a child, being a child, I went to Sunday school as a kid, etc. But the church no longer are standing. The government are partitioned themselves away from the church. Now, that within itself is going to be an act of treason, especially under the king's command, because his government are not doing what he's sworn under God to do, and God is the church.
Exactly. And do you know what? Funnily enough, Joyce, I bought a book. I didn't buy a book at all. That's a complete lie. My friend Rhiannon, she gave me a book, and I started reading it, right? And it was Romans 13 and COVID-19. And this is exactly what you're saying here, right? It's a brilliant book, absolutely superb. Because obviously in the Bible it says, you're the rulers are or that are ordained by God and whatever, you need to follow them. If they're ordained by God, it also states if they're not ordained by God, which they're definitely not now because they're satanic, then you have to disobey. So basically, what this book is doing is saying to the church, calling out to the church, you need to stand by what it states in the Bible and listen to no man. Do you know what I mean? So
There you
basically,
go,
you have to
yeah,
go against
absolutely,
it,
yeah.
And this is what this man is doing. He knows, he obviously knows, he's read the Bible and he's prepared to be persecuted, but all the way. Do you know what I mean? For his belief and for what it states in that Bible. So this is what I mean. Hats off to the guy. He's, really incredible bloke. And he actually, like I say, he's not stupid. He knows what he's doing. Number one, he's sticking exactly by that Bible. But number two, he's bringing awareness because
Absolutely, yeah.
I watched a video the other day. Somebody had sent it to me actually and said, look, I go to 53 minutes in. And this was a quite I can't remember the name of the podcast, but it was American one, and like these people have got like 2.73 million subscribers or something like that on YouTube. They're like some sort of alternative news media out there, and this story was on there. So he's getting a, do you know what I mean? What he's doing is having a massive impact on, people are actually going, what on earth? Because they don't know what's going on, but when you see something like this, you're like, okay, this is getting beyond now, and hopefully this is gonna, sort of, I don't know, propel people into doing something. I'm hoping, Jace. I think that this will be, because people forgot while he was in jail. People can't you forget, don't you? And everything else is going on and whatever else. But now he's come back out. If he had just come back out and carried on with his life, we wouldn't have heard about it again. And he was probably well aware of that. So that's why he keeps going back there. And fair play to him, absolutely fair play. Brings
Somebody's
us.
going to make a stand, and somebody,
Yeah.
unfortunately, has got
He
not
shouldn't be
be a
doing it on his
martyr, but
own. He
somebody's
shouldn't be
got
doing it on his own, but he's prepared to, and I just hope people stand
well,
up and
he's
within the
probably
church.
got his family and his friends
Oh, he has.
around him, that
Yeah,
which is
yeah, yeah,
good.
yeah. He has.
But there should be other teachers now saying, "Hang on a minute, hang on,
Yeah.
listen, you want to lock me up because I'm not going to call him by his proper name, by his Christian name, by his biological." We'll see you later. I'll have cell next to my mate Enoch.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen, and
Something
they can't lock
crazy.
all the teachers up. But just sort of jumping in there, what I have noticed is a lot of the teachers at school now are very, very woke. Now they've come from a generation, probably a lot of them are young as well, early
Yeah.
20s, mid
Yeah.
20s, yeah. And they're all very kind of hi,
Yeah.
when you see somebody that's just, you think, oh, not another one. There we go. It's just like,
I know what they're saying.
you can't miss them. So that's the generation, while our generation got sidelined by the raves, and we
Yeah.
all went out and partied and everything, and had our children, and we lived regarding the raves or being sidetracked, but we lived a steady quality of life. We didn't have all the fancy gadgets that we've got now, but we had morals. We had a rule set, it was an unwritten set of rules back in our day when we were growing up, and your generation, our generation,
Yeah.
and people were just right with each other. So we've been sidetracked by thinking, well, that's just the way of the world, when in reality it isn't the way of the world, because the devil in the background's beginning, suckers.
Yeah.
And that's why we are at where we are today, because we unfortunately took our eye off the ball and went for the flashing lights and the razzmatazz, and the I always say it's the ride that Pinocchio goes on when he gets taken to the fairground by the wolves, and he gets sidetracked, don't he, by all the flashing lights and things, and next thing he knows he's trapped.
Yeah,
And that's
that's
exactly what
exactly
they've
what
done
happened
to us.
to us. You're absolutely right, Jason. And that's the thing, what people don't tend to think of as well is while their eyes been off the ball, they've been indoctrinating the generation below us, right? So the
Absolutely.
generation below us already have this way of thinking. So
And they're the
these
ones to
people
implement it now on full scale.
exactly, and that's how it was meant to be. So these people who believe all this, they are our next lawyers, they are our next judges, they are our next policemen, they are our
Absolutely.
next doctors, our next social workers. Do you know what I mean? Our next doctors, nurses. So we're in shit street. Do you know what I mean?
We're in a
Like,
big time battle.
yeah, we are, because the damage has already been done and is still being done, and we've got to not only stop it but try and unravel it. So, we're in a bit of a pickle. We are in a bit of a
Yeah,
pickle.
they've built the wall. They've built the
Yeah.
wall while nobody were looking. Now
It's
they're climbing over
genius.
it.
As
Now they're
evil
climbing
as they
over it, yeah.
are, it is pure genius. You've got to give them that.
You've got to take your hat off. And I've always said that these people are well organized, well versed, well planned. These people
Oh, they're in it
are.
for the long haul.
Oh, listen, these, not only that, Kat, they've got backup plan after backup plan after
Yeah,
backup plan. They've
absolutely.
probably got, for one scenario, four, five, six different backup plans. Or avenues that they could take that scenario if anything goes wrong. So this is how, we're talking intelligence services for a reason. We're not talking, my mate Dave who sat in pub with his beer mat and pen out. We're talking very clever,
Yes.
top level, highest stew psychologists,
Yeah, it is. And I'm just going
sociologists,
to say
people.
most of
Yeah,
it is
absolutely.
by psychologists, most of it,
Absolutely. I
to
mean,
have
you
a
go down to
stock
the,
think tank is just.
absolutely, And that's the problem that we've got, because the tool that they've got, the biggest weapon, it still is the television,
Yes,
because that's where
absolutely.
everybody goes to get all the mainstream mood. Because we've been brought up as a generation that trusts the television, unfortunately. Now,
Yeah.
when we were kids, we had three channels. It was bliss.
Exactly. Yeah.
We did things with the next door neighbours,
And
and
the
the next door
telly,
neighbours
it's
come
not
round and we had
Robinson.
parties.
What was the, oh, like the girl and the clown thing, it was like 11 o'clock at night, it went on. It
Yeah,
was telly didn't
BBC
go.
One and BBC Two shut down at
Yeah,
11.
that's it.
Shut down, it
Yeah.
went beep, and then
That's
she'd
right.
come on
Yeah.
with a little
There was
background,
no
a
more.
circle,
You
yeah.
obviously couldn't watch it all through the night or
And
whatever.
then you'd have a movie shut off at about 1:30 on ITV, and then ITV started doing the silly adverts on the night time, didn't they? And they used to do teletext.
Teletext.
Remember
Now we're showing our ages a little bit. But
teletext? Oh,
that's
we'll
it.
stop
No, you're
there.
absolutely right. The telly and the patent on the telly. I remember this. It's, I think it's 6506148B2. 65 US 6506148B2. That's the patent of the TV. Just go and read it. Do you know what I mean? It tells you what his intentions were.
Is a
It tells you what he's doing is hypnotizing you.
well it, yeah, and you look at the frequencies it works, so you look at the, even when you listen to the news, and I used to say when the news coming out, why is it all so serious? Because it's dumb, duh, duh, dumb,
Yeah,
and
it is.
that
But it used to make
vibration.
me feel sick when I was a kid, when my dad used to watch the news, like the beginning of it, dum, 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 dum.
Yep.
That used to make me feel, as a child, used to make me feel physically sick.
Because it's knocking you out of your natural state of being, that's why, and it's bringing you into a low vibration, that's probably why. And as a
And
child, you're more
it was all
susceptible to
doom
it.
and gloom, and it's there to
Yeah.
bring fear to you. So that's what it was. And think it's doing that, just to move on to my last one, but this is kind of the same thing because this is what your psychologists have come together and used, what they've done with these kids. But and you've heard this advert, you said yourself on the radio, Jace, but I hadn't heard it until somebody had inboxed it to me, and it was an advert on the telly, but it's the same advert. So basically, it's about the measles and that they've got these young kids, right? These
Yes, I've
child
heard it, yes.
actors
Several
to
times.
promote the measles vaccine, right? Now that is nothing but a guilt trip on the adult to go and get their child poisoned. And I tell you why it is, because I still get these, because obviously I started on vaccines a long time ago. There's a lot of people who know, they'll come to me because they know, and they're like, what do I need? So I know just from the hordes of people that come to me how many people just in my area are saying no. Right, so what they're doing, and they do it with absolutely every single disease you can think of, right? When there's a low uptake of whatever vaccine, they'll put the fear campaigns out there. So
Yep.
that tells me 100% I know what's going on. There's a low uptake of the MMR, right? So because there's a low uptake of the MMR, they need a fear campaign. It's the same playbook all the time anyway.
Yeah,
So
there's a
this is why they
spike
reel,
in
but
measles.
usually they reel it out on adults. And now they've been clever enough. I mean, it's disgusting. It absolutely disgusts me to my core, but they're using little children to basically say you need to get, they can hardly speak, these kids, right?
Do
But they're
you know?
telling them they need to go and get vaccinated for the measles and blah blah blah. It's a guilt trip. That's all it's designed to do, is to fear monger you and make you feel guilty so that you will go out and poison your child because they've got a low uptake on their MMRs and they need to get rid of them. That's about as far as it goes. But psychology has gone into that 100%. They know what they're doing.
It's demonic psychology. And do you know the worst thing is as well? I've heard the advert several times. I've listened to it several times. I spend a lot of time in my car at work. And these children, and I'm not trying to sound awful, but these children sound on the spectrum. They sound about 4, 5, 6 in that bracket, that age, yeah. And they don't sound like happy children. They don't sound like competent children. They sound like children that are a little bit backwards. Do you get me? You can tell in the voice. You can tell it's like, you sons of bitches.
So they're using the very
You,
children
that the
that they
poisoning to
know.
promote the poison to poison the children.
It's insane. It really is insane.
It's
And
evil.
that's heartbreaking. Like I say, I didn't hear it on any radio because I don't listen to the radio. I'm not in a car long enough to listen to the radio. Do you know what I mean? But I saw it. Well, I somebody had sent it to me on the telly. So it was the kids that it was actual a
So
video.
it's on the radio and the telly as well, so it's a
Yeah,
big campaign then.
yeah,
So
yeah.
if it's a
Yeah,
big
that's what I mean.
campaign,
It's always a big campaign when in fact, who was
and
it?
the
Was it
kids are going back to school again, aren't they? So again, it's that fear factor. Oh, the kids will all pass it around.
Yeah,
Yo, get your kids
exactly.
jabbed, get your kids poisoned,
I
you
can't
know.
remember which one it was, but it was somebody quite high up in the CDC. And I remember quoting this years ago when I was researching, and I can't remember what it was, but basically he admitted because of the low uptake on, I think it was the MMR back then as well. So it might have been around the time where Andrew Wakefield came out and said about it, right? So it's got to be late 90s or something like that. And I can't remember the whole quote, but he ended up saying something like, we need a new campaign for the uptake of the MMR. And he even says something about frightening people. And the best way to frighten them is with meningococcal. No, it's something meningitis it was. So basically, what he was saying was frighten the parents with meningitis so that they go and get their MMR vaccine, even though the MMR vaccine.
It's measles, mumps, and
Gives you
rubella.
it, yeah, it, and but it can give you meningitis as well. See the MMR, so they'll use. Oh, it's so demonic, it's bad. Like I say, they do it all the time with every single vaccine when there's a low uptake. Same with the flu vaccine, because a flu is quite a common one. Everybody has it, or not everybody, but most people have it annually or whatever. That again, you'll see coming up now because this will be the time. It's like normally October, November they have it.
Yeah, here
And
we
I
go.
bet you any money you will
Free
start
flow
to
jabs.
see flu adverts, oh, you're going to catch the flu and people dying and this, that, and the other. It is just pure propaganda because they need you to go and get those vaccines, and that is they do it all the time.
Do you know, I sat and thought about the flu vaccine for years. I mean, I've been against vaccines for years. I mean, before COVID, I used to do an annual flu video, basically, do a video about the flu. I mean, I bumped into my pal, several people that I know that do it, yeah. But I bumped into my pal, Brian. Looked shattered, looked drained. I'm like, you all right, our kid? He's like, oh, I had my flu jab over there. I said, all right. I said, where'd you get that then? He said, so I don't get flu. I'm like, but look at state here. He said, I'll be all right after a day or two. I said, Brian, have you seen what you're doing to yourself? You're giving yourself flu so you don't get flu. You're not right in your head. I said, how long were you going to be like that? He said, I'll be right in a couple of days. I said, I bet you're not. I'll bet you're like that for a week. It looked horrendous on his way to the
Well,
shop.
I tell you something else as well, right? Because obviously, when I used to do my research, I used to use. So we've got the yellow card system in the UK, but it's pretty crap in comparison to how they record them on the vaccine adverse effect events recording system in America, VAERS, right? So we don't get any information really. We get like how many, anaphylactic shock, how many heart attacks, how many, whatever. But on the VAERS, they give you a breakdown of everything, right? They tell you whether it's a male or female. They tell you the date. They tell you what vaccine it was, what the actual injury was, and whatever, right? So I used to look on that quite a lot. And then when I the flu vaccine was always on there more than any, and that could be You've got to look at it in context with, okay, there's a load of old people, you know that everyone in the home is
Could become
infected,
damaged,
right? So they've already got comorbidities. Chances are the flu vaccine is going to kill them anyway. Do you know what I mean? So you've got to look at it like that. However, when you're looking at it as a spreadsheet and you're looking at the statistics, it would be like, so say for example, you've got the column of what vaccine it was, right? So you'd have flu, MMR, DTaP, flu, meningitis, rotavirus. You see what I mean? Most of them attributed to flu vaccine. Like I say, you can put that down to, everyone having it, including the elderly, and that, elderly infirm are going to die from it and whatever, right? So you can put it down like that. But my point is, the flu vaccine is one, it does kill a lot of people, and more than the other ones do. The other ones cause a lot of damage as well. They can all kill you, don't get me
Yeah,
wrong.
absolutely.
Oh, they can do. But the other thing was as well, just on that note, I know it's completely not what I said I was going to talk about, but while I'm on this, I had a look, right? So when they bought the COVID vaccine out on was it December 2020, wasn't it?
No, it was November, but it was
November.
November when they announced it, and the I think it was back in beginning, it might have been beginning of December when William Shakespeare, the first man to
That's
take the
right, yeah. But
AstraZeneca
this was the
vaccine.
ones I was looking at theirs. So these were in America. So I think they had theirs a little bit soup before ours. So we were starting to record from like December. So bearing in mind what I was just saying about looking at the vaccine, flu, rotavirus, MMR, flu. Well, when I went on there and had a look, it was January or February 2021, I had a look, right? So it was only like 3 months worth on there since the rollout in America. And it was literally, and you can still go back, anyone can have a look at it. It's quite easy to navigate as well. It was like, I couldn't believe it, Jace, right? So the rollout had started sort of late 2020 in America, and I was looking at, the first few months in 2021. So I was looking at 3 months data, and it was like this: COVID, flu, COVID, MMR, COVID.
That doesn't surprise me.
And that was in the first 3 months. And now, as people just have to remember as well that these are not all the only place, there's between 2 and 10% that are recorded on the yellow card scheme or VAERS. So, and we're looking probably towards the 2%. So, only 2% of the people recorded, in reality, there's 98% more, that needed to go on that system. And yet, that's what I was seeing at that time. I did a video on it actually back at that time, just to show people, guys, this is like I've been following the vaccines for 10 years before COVID happened. That was
Yeah,
predominantly
I've been on a similar sort of journey myself, Kat,
Yeah, that's
since the
where
boys were
my thingy was.
13.
I was constantly looking. So when I saw that, I was like, guys, you don't understand. Do you know what I mean? All of these things I was saying for the last 10 years, yes, these vaccines, all the other ones do kill, maim, do whatever. We know that. The neurological damage is off the
The
scale.
HPV, they tried giving the HPV, the one that they put together because of Jade Goody's cervical
Yeah, they
cancer. They
used
tried
her.
giving that to the boys. My
I know, and they
boys were
haven't got to.
13. I had the right battle on with my ex-missus over it, and she's like, they're having them. I'm like, I've on my dead body. I had to sit outside the school, and I said to the boys, and the boys were up for a bit of a battle because the mini me's, do you know what I mean? And the mum like, I know they're having it. I've signed the consent forms. I'm like, well, we'll see what happens. And this is how devious the schools are. So I'm sat outside the school. I said to him, if anything happens, you ring me. I'm straight in the school. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I said, but just when the teacher comes, no, we don't consent. Use
Yeah,
your
they
own
got get it competent vocabulary, didn't
absolutely,
they?
absolutely. Yeah. So the nurse rung me up, and she said this to me. She said, "Oh, hi, is that Mr. Nota?" I said, "It is." She says, "I've got your son Louis with me." I said, "Oh, fantastic." She said, "We're just ringing up because he said that you don't consent to have." I said, "Well, it's not that I don't consent." I said, "I want to know what's in him." She went, "Well, oh, it's for diphtheria, it's for typhoid, for polio, it's also for HPV vaccine and another one." I said, "All in one?" She went, "No, it's in three different vaccines." So I said, "Right, okay." I said, "Well, what I need to know is what's in him." She went, "Well, I've just said." I said, "No, you've told me what it's for." I
Yeah,
said,
well, I
I'd
believe
like
the
to know the
answer in there.
content of what's in there so I can go away and do my due diligence. Then I can come back when you come round for your mop up and give you an informed decision whether or not I think it's safe after looking at statistics and facts, whether or not it's going to do damage or it's going to be beneficial to my son." She went, Okay, fair play. I said, so can I give you my email address? And when can you email me? She went, we'll get that to you soon. Anyway, she emailed me exactly what she told me in the first place. It's for the
Yeah.
inferior for type for HPV. And I questioned the fact over the HPV. I said, well, why HPV? Why is it the cervical? Oh, and she said, it's because of the anal cancer and warts. So I'm like, right, okay. I said, right, I said, okay. I said, well, they just need to be careful, don't they, when they grow up and get taught how, proper to look after themselves. It's as simple as that. So I ended the conversation. So I'm sat in the afternoon. This is the twins. I've got twins. So this is Louis, one of the twins who'd rung me in the morning. Dad, when he rung me up, I could hear it in his voice, proud as punch he was. And that made me proud as well. Knew he were up for it. So I've waited in the afternoon. And I've waited. And I've waited for this phone call. And I've waited. And then I've started seeing the kids come out of school. And I'm thinking, Alfie, my other twin, I'm thinking. Now, they're grown boys now, the big, strong, strapping lads are in the 20s, early 20s, but they're like 13 at the time. So I'm in panic stations at this point, you can imagine. I'm thinking, no. So they've come bouncing out. Twins have come walking down with like three, four of the pals, all walking together, laughing, joking like they do. So I'm like, you're all right, laughing and joking. Where were my phone call? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because I said to the woman, I said, Louis's got a twin brother as well, and the same applies for him, just to let you know. She said, no, that's fine. I said, okay. So they've come and I'm like, oh, what's happened then? Jumped in car. And Louis's like, oh, I don't know, because they were at different lessons, different classes to his other to his twin brother. So I said, what's happened? He's like, oh, well, Dad, guess. I said, why didn't you ring? She went, well, they rung me mum. I said, well, it's the same nurse. And she went, yeah. So the same nurse has not done what I've asked her to do and thought I'll ring the mother up instead. And
Oh.
gonna and she's gonna, yeah, let him have it. So Alfie's turned around and said, no, you're not doing it. Stood his ground, hasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, well, if you don't have that, if you went to Saudi Arabia, you could get typhoid and die. And he went, I won't be going to Saudi Arabia. They cut people's heads off. That's one place I'll never go to. Do you know what I mean? So I thought, fair play to him. So I'm like, show me your arm. Get your arm up. Show me your arm. Show me both your arms. Just to be on the safe side. Anyway, not done it. So and then this is how bad it is, because I said to the mother, I said, what? I said, do you know what these jabs are for? She said, well, it's through inoculations. And she's a clever woman. So I was a little bit shocked about this. I said, well, what are they inoculating for? She said, well, I don't know. I said, well, what do you mean you don't know? I said, have you not even inquired? I said, because we never had any of these when we were kids. And she was like, well, they've got to have them. I'm like, well, I'll send you some information. Yeah, and she wouldn't look at it. So I went and spoke to her husband. And I said, look, I need to have a chat because something needs to happen. And he's a little bit, he likes a drink. He's a little bit of a, not much going on upstairs, but he's a nice bloke. Yeah, he's just a simple bloke. So he's like, oh, well, I'm glad you've come to us. I'll have a word with her. Anyway, no, it happened. So I've rung him up. He's like, I've sent him stuff from Judy Mikovits, the woman who created the HPV vaccine. So it's like, there you go. It's a woman that's created it that said, don't do it. I created this vaccine, don't take it because it's dangerous. It's like, and I couldn't get my head around it. So I went and spoke to Grandad, who's the head of the family, and he's like, I'm glad you've come to me about that. And then he went, oh, it's all a load of codswallop up. I'm like, wow. I said, well, it's not happening over my dead body. But that's what they wanted to do. And it's going on in schools now, and the amount of children that didn't go back to school the following week that were off poorly is insane.
Yeah, or the HPV can do some real damage, or autoimmune disease. I tell you what, there's a re for anyone listening, just as a, it's only 37 minutes, I think it is. It's quite a short documentary. I mean, you can find longer ones, but I think this one's quite a hard-hitting one. It's called Sacrificial Virgins. You won't get it on YouTube anymore. You'll get it on Rumble because they've pulled it from YouTube. It's from about maybe 9, 10 years ago, I think. It's only a like I say, 37-minute documentary. It follows, I think, it's three young girls who have the HPV vaccine and what happens to them. Just go and watch that. You really
I
do
think
have
I've
to.
seen it. I think I've
You've
seen it, yeah.
probably seen it,
It's quite
Jason.
old. It's quite old, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite old, but like I say, there'll be loads on Rumble now that you can find for that. But I think that one, because it's 37 minutes, you know what it's like, Jason. People learn in different ways, and people,
Yeah.
some people just can't sit there for longer than whatever. So I think that one is like
A good one, yeah.
long enough to show you that, sort of shock you into reality, and short enough to keep your attention span.
But you see, I've always said this to people. Think about this logically, right? The people that inject our children when they're babies make a profit out of ill health. Think about
Yeah, they do. And they don't even know, to be fair, I mean, only if they've gone and done their research. What people have to remember as well, bottom line, is your doctor and your nurse don't learn a single thing
The
about
drug pushers,
medication,
the
medical school. They're given the schedule and they're told to follow it. They just assume that all the so-called clinical trials and all the safety and efficacy studies have been
It's
done and
been
they've
done,
closed down.
yeah.
And that is it, mind.
But
They don't know nothing about the ingredients. They know nothing about the industry, the manufacturing process. They know nothing about the side effects. Unless they've gone away and done their due diligence, they haven't had time to do it with their
and if they've
family.
done the due diligence, they won't be pushing it because,
Exactly,
you know,
exactly.
I asked this nurse. I said to her, I said, how long have, I said, what's in the ingredients? She said, I don't really know. I said, well, I need you to find out. I said, can I just ask you a question? How long have you done this job for? She went, oh, 21 years. She was German, actually, yeah. I said, so you've been injecting children for 21 years with you don't know what?
Yeah, essentially, that is exactly, and that's it, and that's their blind trust in the system that they've been blinded by too. So when you know what it's like, Jace, you would have had it at some point during over the last however many years, right, where people have said, quite in a cocky manner, and it's, oh, well, so all the doctors and nurses are in on it. You probably had it said to you.
And it's
It's
called
like, no, they
decompartmentalisation.
don't know
You haven't got
either.
a clue.
You know what I mean? They're only given a little tiny bit of information. If they knew. If they knew that that's what, that they would never do it. Do you know, some of them would, a very small amount would, because their money is more important, but they wouldn't do it, because that, I'd like to believe that most people train to be nurses and doctors because they want to actually help people. So
Absolutely, yeah.
they don't go in it to be part of this big mafia, the medical industrial complex, to maim people. They go in it genuinely because they want to help people, but they've been screwed over as well. Don't forget, the medical industry is Rockefeller run anyway. Do you know what
Yeah,
I mean?
absolutely, yeah.
It's
And
just
what's Rockefeller? Drug company. So basically, the drug companies are teaching the doctors and the nurses. It's as simple as
yeah,
that.
they're
And again,
glorified drug dealers,
absolutely,
unfortunately.
the people that inject our children when they are babies are the people that make a profit on ill health. It doesn't take a genius to work it out what's going on. And you wonder why cancer's one in two. Well, we know why the turbo cancers are happening, obviously, because of what's
Yeah.
happened over recent years. But even then, ill health was climbing up through the roof. Diabetes is going through the roof. You had obviously a lot of mental issues going through the roof. And it's like, hello, can somebody not see what is happening here? The poisoning in our children that are having an adverse effects within people's lives as they get older. Some people it affects worse than others, some people have different effects, but it's affecting and creating a business. So these people that are getting the free rein that advise our governments about the health and safety of our children that make a profit on ill health.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a genius to see what the frig is going on, and I'm not even 50, and I've seen a massive decline in people's health. When I were a kid cap, I remember people dying. A couple of neighbours died when I were in 5, 6, 7. Yeah, we had about 3, 4 neighbours died on the street. Yeah, and they were all old, and guess what? They all died in their beds. They died in the sleep of old
Yeah.
age.
Yeah.
They didn't
It's
die of
shocking.
disease,
It's
they didn't die of any sort of.
the same as me, I can, we can remember the same. It's sad.
It's tragic. It's tragic.
Oh, I see, my internet connection is
I know, I
unstable.
think I've just got that. So, on that note, Kat,
Can you hear me, Jace?
I can love you, yeah. I can. On that note, I think we're going to call it a day and sort of send a big. Get well soon to our Lou because she's knocked off her feet. Bless her. I think she picked up a bit of a bug. But just to let you know, is there anything else from you, Kat?
No, that's it from me, love. Sorry, my connection's a bit unstable, it is. So if I'm cutting out a bit, I do apologize. It's this storm. No, that was it from me, but that was a great show, Jace. I enjoyed that. We had a good chat, didn't we? And didn't
Brilliant. Well, yeah,
worry.
just to finish off from me. Yeah, listen, it's called a television for a reason. And if the government's saying something's always an agenda, I always do the opposite. It's as simple as that from me. But I do want to mention that obviously all the show notes are going to be on the website. And if people want to support us and buy us a coffee, mine's a large latte, that would be very much appreciated. Yeah, that's it from us, guys. Say goodnight, Kat.
Good night, guys. Just follow us on libertytactics.co.uk and my blog, exposingthelie.com. I can't even remember my own exposingthelie.info. I couldn't remember my own
It
website. Then you can find Jason online
is
as
late.
well.
It is late. It's probably
Jason,
9 o'clock by now.
I know it's late. It's late. All right. Thank you, guys. Good night. God bless. Have a great weekend.